This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Baseball first this morning. The Twins lost to the Red Sox yesterday in Fort Myers 5-3. Minnesota will take on the Pirates today in Grapefruit League play in Florida. The Gopher baseball team saw a rally fall short last night in Minneapolis, losing to Kansas 8-7 at U.S. Bank Stadium. The same two teams play tomorrow night there. The St. Thomas women's basketball team won for a fifth time in the past six games. They beat Kansas City last night 73-72. Pro hoops, the Wolves visit the Clippers tonight. That tips at 9. The Wild return to the ice, taking on the league's best team this evening in Colorado. Three gold medal winners, Quinn Hughes, Matt Boldy, and Brock Faber, are with the Wild. They're expected to play tonight. Minnesota head coach John Hines was an assistant on the Olympic team. He thinks the experience for those three Wild players will help the team come crunch time.
The preparation, understanding how to play in those situations with that type of, I think, pressure and fanfare, and knowing that one mistake could cost the game. But not only that, is I thought that our guys, all three of those players, our guys played a big role in the team. They played a big role in those moments. And, I think that experience for them is certainly beneficial. But I also think it helps coming back into the team of having more guys that have, won in big games and high-stakes environments. And I think it was the same not just for the U.S. players, but I think all of our guys that were over there, it's a great experience coming forward, and I think it's only going to help us down the stretch here.
The puck will drop tonight at 8. The Gopher men's hockey team has a rare Thursday night game tonight. They skate at number 2 Michigan. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell's at the NFL scouting combine this week. He says quarterback J.J. McCarthy is in their plans for 2026, but
he knows it's a big offseason for him. He didn't need anybody to tell him that. He certainly didn't need me to tell him that, but what I've really enjoyed about our conversations early on is he is hungry.
O'Connell says the team does plan to bring in another quarterback and create a competition in the offseason. This is MNN Sports.